Hi, everyone. I'm Chelsea. Like you said, I'm a graduate student at UW-Madison under Mark Renz in agronomy and Jeff Brink at the USDA. You might notice he's presenting next, so feel free to save all your hard questions for him. So we all know that legumes are important in a pasture system. They provide biomass, protein in the feed, and nitrogen fixation for themselves and other pasture species. Most extensions recommend at least 30% cover of a legume. But we've all seen pastures like this that are all grass, and maintaining legumes in pastures continues to be a challenge for producers. So the objective of this study was to determine the influence of plant maturity and stocking density on the productivity and persistence of diverse temperate legumes. And what that means to me is hopefully we'll be able to help producers maximize the benefits of their legumes, kind of find a legume that matches the producer's grazing style. So the treatments we'll be looking at, the first one, plant maturity. We did a more typical vegetative height for a dairy pasture, 20 to 30 centimeter sward height, and then a more mature height, which we're judging by when the red clover is in full bloom. And then our two stocking density treatments are a low and high stocking density that we've seen are on par with other producers in the area. So I like to think of it as a 2x2 factorial. And then the species that we'll be looking at are alfalfa, red clover, white clover, birdsfoot trefoil, and a grass control. And the species of interest were interseeded in the spring of 2013 into an established grass pasture at recommended rates. And then during the establishment year, they were harvested 3 times before grazing treatments were implemented in 2014 and 2015. And we're only going to discuss the results from 2014 today. So now we're going to talk about experimental design. This took place in Prairie du Sac, Wisconsin at the Dairy Forage Research Center, and it's a randomized, complete, block arranged, and strip split plot design, and we have 4 replications. So here are 2 replications next to each other, and the legumes are planted in strips in the blue. So there's 5 strips in the one rep, and then 5 strips in the second rep, and then the treatment is implemented in the yellow. So like I said before, the 4x4 bacterial, that for example could be a vegetative height, low stocking density. The fencing is in the would be where the yellow is, so the cows have access to all the legumes at once. All right, and just to help you guys visualize this a little bit more, this is what might vegetative may look like. And in contrast, we have something more mature. You can tell it's obviously taller. You can start to see some of the seed head forming. And then here's an example of a low stocking density. We used bred heifers as our grazers for this experiment. And then a high stocking density. It looks something a little more like this. And then the measurements we're taking, we're looking at productivity. So we took plate meter estimates before and after each grazing event to estimate annual net primary productivity. And to measure persistence or cover, we did point intercept method on 2 transects in the plots in November after there was sufficient regrowth. All right, and now we'll move into results. For our analysis of variance, we did a prox mix model, and we looked at the effect of species, maturity, stocking density, and then the interaction between species and maturity, species and stocking density, maturity and stocking density, and species maturity and density. And today we'll be discussing the bold significant interactions. So what we'll start looking at is productivity and the interaction between species and maturity. So on the y-axis we have ANPP for the 2014, and then on the x-axis we have the species mixtures, alfalfa grass mix, red clover and grass, trefoil and grass, white clover and grass. And then the blue bar is the vegetative plant stage, and the red bar is the mature. So as you can see, alfalfa and red clover produced more if they were grazed at a vegetative state, while trefoil produced more when it was grazed at a mature state, and grass and red clover showed no difference. Now we'll look at the interaction between maturity and stocking density. Averaged across all legumes, so again, ANPP on the y-axis and stocking density on the x-axis. If you're grazing at a low stocking density, there was no difference if you chose a vegetative or mature height for productivity, but if you're grazing at a high density, more the leggings produced more when they were grazed at a vegetative density. And now to look at how rest period was affected by the densities. Here, we'll use alfalfa for our example, and this each bar is a grazing event, and the y-axis is the alfalfa available for that one grazing event. So at the beginning of the year, you can see that the rest period hadn't changed at a low and high stocking density, but as we continue to go through the summer, start to get warmer and drier, you get a 10-day more rest period for if you're grazing at a high stocking density, and that trend continues throughout the year. You require another 8 days later, longer for in the summer, and then that shorter rest period for vegetative low stocking allows you to have 6 grazing events instead of the 5 that we got for vegetative high stocking density. And now we'll look at rest period in the mature stage for alfalfa again. So similarly, grazing in the high stocking density increased our rest period by 6 days in this case, 7 days. It's a little bit less of a deal in mature because at least in Wisconsin, we're unlikely to get less than 3 grazing events anyways. And now we'll transition to persistence. You can see that we had pretty strong stands of the legumes to begin with, but there are some grasses in there. And we're evaluating persistence by measuring cover at the end of the year of the legume of interest. All right, so first we'll look at the effect of density on cover. Having an increased stocking density in general led to less legume persistence, a 20% difference in cover. But when we look at, we can also see that species reacted differently to different maturities. Again, percent legume on the y-axis at the end of the year, that November measurement. And in this case, you can see that alfalfa and trefoil were more persistent if they were grazed at a mature stage, while white clover was more persistent if it was grazed at a vegetative stage, and red clover showed no preference. And while this data looks easy and clean, there are also struggles of grazing at a high stocking density, especially if you get an inch of rain in the night. So always good to remember that. And now just to summarize, first with productivity, alfalfa and red clover had a greater ANPP when it was grazed at a vegetative stage, while birdsfoot trefoil had a greater MPP when it was grazed at a mature stage, and white clover was not affected by what maturity it was grazed at. As for stocking density, legumes in general had a higher stocking, had a greater ANPP than when they were grazed at a vegetative stage, but if you were grazing them at a low stocking density, ANPP was not affected by the maturity. And then for legume persistence, in general, legumes had a greater persistence when they were grazed at a low stocking density. And with plant stage, alfalfa and birdsfoot trefoil had a greater persistence when grazed at a mature stage. White clover persisted better when it was grazed at a vegetative stage. And red clover was not persistence was not affected by maturity. So thank you. I'll take questions now. There was a mix. We had some reed canary grass, obviously some Kentucky bluegrass, and meadow fescue mostly.
How did you determine the end point of
grazing? We were aiming for a 4-inch residual.
Okay, and that's kind of across all legumes?
Yep, all the treatments. Yeah, that was the problem. Depending on where the strips were in the block, they like to hang out together, obviously, around the water tank. They don't like alfalfa that much when they have other options, I'll say that. They really enjoyed the trefoil as well.
Questions?
No, okay.
So you started, so within a given strip, then you started grazing based on, the mature stage was based on red clover flowers.
Right, correct. Vegetative, that's why it was a range, because the 20 to 30 centimeters, because other, some legumes will be obviously taller than others. It was probably just starting to bloom, I would say, on average. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So just starting to mature.
Mm-hmm.
And the other ones, they're very...
Oh, well, red clover was supposed to be in full bloom, and white clover was probably at full bloom as well.
And what's the tree for?
Maybe 30 or 40% bloom.
Sorry.
Yeah, no worries.
So then, in terms of the, so you did these different stop and get seed treatments, right?
Mm-hmm.
So did you also have then different lengths of grazing period?
Yep,
to
so.
Your target residuals, and how did achieving those target residuals work for mature versus?
Right. Yeah, the target residuals are definitely harder to hit when it's more mature. For example, the vegetative low stocking density was 24 hours, 8 animals for 24 hours is what it worked out to be. The vegetative high density was 32 animals for 4 hours around. Mature low stocking density was 8 animals for in between 48 and 72 hours, and the high stocking density at mature stage was 12 to 16 hours.
Any questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.